in the body, in various organs, many divine beings take shelter. Why they take shelter in the body, in various limbs? They help us to exhaust our prarabdha karma. They are here in the body to help us to exhaust the prarabdha karma. The various divine beings mentioned in the scriptures, for example, in the eyes, Surya is there. In the eyes, in the ears, Chandra, the moon. In the talk, Agni is there. We say fire is speech. And in the nostrils, Ashwi Kumaras are there. Ashwi Kumara, and the giver of the health. And in our hands, Indra is there. In our legs, Jayanta is there. In our excretory organs, Yama and Niriti, various divine beings are there. Help us to in making these organs function properly. Once in the Upanishad talks about a story. Once discussion came about amongst the divine beings, who amongst us is the best? Various divine beings, and Shiva is there in the mind. Shiva is there in the mind, and prana shakti, overall control of the energy. Discussion came about who is the best. So they could not decide. They went to Chaturmukha Brahma. Please tell us who is the best among us. Chaturmukha Brahma said, it will be determined one after another leave the body. If the body still stands up, then you are not important. By leaving, body collapses. By entering, body stands. That is the best. So, challenge was taken by all divine beings. First, the Surya. Surya went out of the body, person became blind. Still, the function, person could able to live, do various things in life. And Chandra left, person became deaf, and still continued to function, doing the other things. And Agni left, person became dumb, but still continued to live, doing the other chores. And the person, Indra left, and Jayanta left. The person became bedridden, immobile, but continued to live. Varuna left, skin becomes very dull and no glow, but still person continued to live. And Shiva left, person became mad, but still continued to live. Then the Prana said, I will leave. And when he was saying, and like it gave an example, like a horse is tied to the peg, the horse about to go into run, it starts hitting the legs onto the ground, I am ready. Then peg starts moving like that. When Prana said, I am leaving, all the divine beings, they said, not to go. If you go, we can't exist. If you go, we can't exist, and your presence is must. So Prana came back properly, settled it within, all the organs started functioning well. So all divine beings concluded, you are the best. Amongst us, you are the best. Without Prana, we can't function. Without Prana, we can't function. So Pranayama is a method of infusing the energy into the body so that all organs in the body starts functioning well. All the divine beings in the body, they can function well when the prana is there. Prana, pranayama. Pranayama means expansion of prana. Then the Upanishad, they say, eulogizing the prana, pranasyedam vashe sarvam tridive sarvam pratishtitam mateva putran rakshastvam hrischa prajnascha videhinaham. All divine beings extolled prana, you are not only in the body, all through the world, you are important. You pervade, hold everything together. Like a mother looking after a small baby, you look after all of us. We can function because of you. And pranayama gives energy in the body to go. Energy, but the direction, pranayama doesn't give a direction. It gives immense energy. What direction I am going? Well, it is dependent on the manomaya kosha. Earlier I talked about manomaya kosha, it gives the direction. Like I am so energetic, like a battery powered toy, you start, whatever direction you put the toy, it will go in that direction. We are like that, going in a direction. The pranayama, yoga practitioner, doesn't mean everyone does the yoga, doesn't mean they are on the right path. It gives an example in Ramayana, Ravan, Kumbhakarna and Vibhishan. All three did intense tapas, yoga. They did intense yoga. All of them, they got yoga siddhi. They got perfected in yoga. They perfected in pranayama. Could able to control the breath. At the end, Ravana became the nuisance to the whole humans, living beings, and he became a monster, and he got, because of this yoga siddhi, he got destroyed by that power itself. Kumbhakarna also, the yoga siddhi, he had lot of tapas, but it led to his own destruction, and he did not know what to ask the boon also. He asked for, I want to sleep. After doing that one, what do you want? I want to sleep. And that is the Kumbhakarna. And Vibhishana is the one, intense tapas. He did, and he said, I am doing this tapas. Well, may the God be pleased with my practice. He did this sadhana only to connect to the God. So Vibhishana got the everything, whatever, not asked for also. Ravana and Kumbhakarna asked for immortality. Whereas Vibhishana did not ask for immortality, he got the boon also. You are a Chiranjeevi. May you become a Chiranjeevi. And his long life, he did not ask for that one. It says he still continued to live in a subtle form. And Vibhishana, he connected Manomaya Kosha into Vijnanamaya Kosha and tapped into Anandamaya Kosha. He got the bliss. Bliss, Ananda is another name, is Rama. One who goes within, does the proper sadhana, connects to the Vijnanamaya Kosha and Anandamaya Kosha, that yogi becomes dear to Lord Sri Rama. Rama means Ananda. Bliss dawns in their life. Pranayama, it is talking about the direction is important. Direction, you cannot practice the yoga by itself by looking at the YouTube or some books. You can't practice. The practice of the pranayama, asana, when you are doing, you have to do it under a guru. Otherwise, it will be like Ravana and Kumbhakarna sadhana. Ravana and Kumbhakarna sadhana, you may get many powers, but it will lead to your own destruction. The sadhana, you had to see, get a guidance from a right teacher. Right teacher, tad vijnartham guru me vabhi gachet samitpanihi shrotriyam brahma nishta. Mundaka Upanishad talks about the quality of a teacher. Shrotriyam, well-learned. And Brahmanishta, totally devoted to the God. Not misleading people, devoted, connected to the God, well-learned, Shrotriyam Brahmanishta, approach, Mundakopanisha says, approach such a teacher. To know about the Vijnanamaya Kosha, how to elevate my Manomaya Kosha to Vijnanamaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya to Anandamaya Kosha, Tad Vijnartham, anxious to know about that one, approach a teacher with humility. With humility, you approach the teacher. When one practices pranayama this way, the pranayama has only the three components. One is inhalation part, one is exhalation part, third one is called as kumbhak. Kumbhak is holding the part, the breath. These three. When one starts practicing, the fourth dimension of pranayama dawns. When you practice everywhere, only three dimensions. Inhalation, exhalation and holding. The fourth dimension, it opens up. Bahya antara vishaye akshepi chaturtaha. Yoga Sutra talks about the fourth dimension of pranayama. It opens up. Then the prana starts moving into the central nervous system. It is also called Sushumna Nadi. The prana starts moving into the Sushumna Nadi, starts going into the Sushumna Nadi. Then exuberance of energy dawns. One is filled with the energy and the path opens up. That when the prana starts moving in the Sushumna Nadi, that yogi never will walk in the path of darkness again. The light, that yogi moves in the path of light. If you want to get the path of light, the prana has to move into the fourth. You cannot make the prana to go into the fourth. For that, lot of sadhana is there. Guru's blessing is there. Right path is there. Devotion to the God is required. And intense sadhana. With that one, the prana starts moving in the Sushumna Nadi, which is also called as that path of liberation. That Chaturtaha. The Patanjali talks about bahya antara vishaye, fourth one, akshepi, beyond that one, bahya antara vishaya, outside, inside, or holding, akshepi, beyond that one, there is a fourth one. Fourth one, Patanjali did not say what is that one. He said the fourth one. Fourth one is up to the student to discover what is that fourth one. How to get that one? You have to taste, like if you have tasted gulab jamun, if somebody asks, how is it? You can't say good. Good means what is good? Is the coffee also good? The tea also good? The masala dosa also good? What is good? And you can't explain. You will say, please try yourself. I can't tell you. So, Chaturtaha, he says, the fourth one, what is that one? You experience. Lie down on your back.